All right. Welcome to the Tuesday Team Call, everybody. This is Nikki Moore. I am an Ambassador Diamond with It Works, and I am part of your upline. So I am really excited that you chose to plug into the team call tonight and to plug into your business, because we are really in such an exciting time with It Works. I say it all the time, but we are really in momentum mode. For those of you who have not gone through this season yet, January, February, March, April, May, business really blows up. I've said these statistics before, but last year we went into the new year, into 2012, at December with a $50,000 volume, and that's where we sat in December. But by May, we were at $700,000 for our team volume. So we grew exponentially, and we're starting to see that upward trend again with this business. So if you just got in the fall and part of the winter, we are a little bit slower. People are they're winding down for the holiday season, and it doesn't mean that momentum has completely come to a halt, or doesn't mean that we don't grow our business, because we certainly do grow our business throughout every month of the year. But this is the time that people are making New Year's resolutions. People are starting to think about spring break. They start to get that cabin fever. They want to start looking good and feeling better. And so as we head into these spring and summer months, people become a little bit more proactive about not just their physical appearance, but also their health too, because they start to get more active. They get out of hibernation mode. So it's a really great time. I want to start out with the steps to success, and then we're going to talk a little bit about overcoming objections and recruiting. This is the season for recruiting, and so we really need to make sure that our mind is clear. We need to be on track and be ready to accept everything that's going to come our way. But before you do that, you have to follow the steps to success. We just had a corporate call this afternoon. The triples and above were on a corporate call with Mike and Pam and Mark and Wally, and just talking a little bit about our business. And Mike said it so well, that we cannot be inundated and full of doing all these other tasks, professional development, you know, trying to cram down 5 books in a week and doing all this research and diving into internet marketing and lots of different things, if we have not ourselves completed the steps to success. The steps to success have changed minorly in the way that they're worded, but the steps to success and the foundation of it has not changed. And so your number one objective is to get through these steps to success. And if you haven't done them all in those first 30 days, that's okay. It's totally fine. The most important thing is that you get through the steps to success. And when you launch a new distributor and you get a new team member, make sure that they understand the steps to success and they too go through this, because they're there for a reason. Number one is join the party. We have a $99 promotional price for our business builder kit. This gets you 4 wraps and it gets you in the door to selling the product. You get 4 wraps and you have the license to sell the product for a year. After your 1 year, it's only $35 to renew and to keep your distributorship and your team. So it's a really, really risk-free, low-cost buy-in, really, for your own business, if you think about it. So that $99 promotional price, that gets you in the door with a booster pack. You have 2 to pick from. You can pick the major booster pack, which is 8 boxes of wraps, 3 boxes of facials, defining gel, fat fighters, and greens for $4.99. This gives you cash party money. When you sell those wraps and those facials with that booster pack, you're going to make over $1,000 by selling them for $25. If you're one of our Canadian distributors, a lot of you start out at that $30 price point. I know I have some friends over on the West Coast and maybe even pockets in the East and the South that do sell for $30 as well. That is totally fine. You pick your price. I personally go with $25. There's a lot of distributors in my area, and I don't want to lose a wrap sale for $5, but it's up to you. So if you're selling your wraps for $25, you're going to make back $1,000 with that booster pack. If you charge more, you're going to make a little bit more. So that's more power to you. We also have an alternative kit to the booster pack if $4.99 is out of your comfort zone or you just were scraping by to get in and this amazing opportunity. And what that is that's the mini booster pack. What that includes is two boxes of wraps, one box of facials, and you get the greens, the defining gel, and the fat fighters. Now, both of these packages give you the greens, the fat fighter, and the defining gel because that's what we use for our party demos. And really, when you get the booster pack, you're almost getting those three products for free. In fact, you're getting a discount on the wrap prices at those prices, but you're also getting these products for free because they don't even come into the equation of the cost. So join the party, $99 business booster builder kit, and then get your boost pack. The other thing that you need to do with step one is get on your ADBV auto ship. ADBV auto ship, it's going to cost you approximately $100 to $120 to run your business a month. It's very inexpensive. $20 for your e-suite and $80 to $100-ish for your auto ship. This is to be a product of the product, or you can buy two boxes of wraps with your auto ship, be commission qualified so you earn those commission checks, and then also have those wraps to sell. So that's going to put more cash in your pocket. Number two, wrap free. Wrap free is really fun because a lot of people get into this business because they want to make some extra pocket change, and they also want to get the products for free. Well, step two is where you can start to do that. You need to get four loyal customers in your first 30 days. A loyal customer is somebody who agrees to buy one item a month for three consecutive months. And in exchange for that three-month commitment, they get that $50 membership fee waived, and they get wholesale prices from month one for life. So this is really, if you break it down, it's an easy step because you just got to find four people that love you enough to try one product a month for 3 months. Now, you do need to make sure that these loyal customers are not at the same shipping or billing address as yourself, and nor can they be at the same shipping or billing address as one of another. So they need to be four separate accounts in order to count for your wrap free. So what happens when you get four loyal customers in your first 30 days? Your bonus qualified, which is going to set you up for more money success in the future, and you're going to get $120 in a rebate credit. That $120 is going to turn around and get you two boxes of wraps for free, or pick any of the products again to be a product of the product. So wrap free is number two. The third step is called guarantee. I don't know very many businesses or companies that give you a guarantee. We have a $500 minimum income guarantee. If you complete steps one and two, and number three is you find three people, three entrepreneurs that need an opportunity, that want an opportunity, and they also follow steps one and two, sign up, get on ADBV Auto Ship, and then step two, wrap free, find four loyal customers in their first 30 days. If you find three people like that to run with you, you are guaranteed that you will earn $500 within your first 60 days, month one and two, either through commissions and or bonuses. And if you don't, corporate is going to cut you a check for the difference. $500, some people might think that's a lot of money. Some people might not. It depends on what economic background you come from, right? But $500, I know, statistically, a couple years ago, an extra $500 a month could have kept people from foreclosure on their house. So I think $500 is a significant amount of money, and I think that you can do a lot of good with that. And you can start to change your life with that as well. So those are our steps to success, and that's it. Those are the three things that you need to do first to lay that foundation for your success of your business. So let's think about some other things. We've talked about getting your why down. We've talked about making some goals for yourself. We've talked already this month about how to generate some leads, and we've done a conference recap. That's what we've talked about in January this year. We kind of started fresh in 2013. And right now what I want to talk to you about is overcoming objections and recruiting. It is our recruiting season. But you cannot recruit people if you don't, A, have the confidence, or you, B, don't know how to overcome some objectives from other people. And what I love about this business and this opportunity is that when we compare this to the traditional working world at 9 to 5, that first, second, third shift, isn't that nice how they like to put it into a nice little mold? But when we compare ourselves to the traditional working world, we are in a unique money-making business. We're in a people business. And this is a really fun thing. To me, it's a really fun thing. It allows us the freedom to interact and we can socialize with one another. We get to mingle. We get to meet new people. We get to create relationships. It allows us to be relational and relatable to other people. And really, it just gives us the freedom to talk and move about. Nothing is going to restrict us. And so for me, all of those things equal a really big sense of independence and freedom. That's what I love. I am not tied down to anything with this business. Hours, schedule, a boss, coworkers per se. I'm not tied down to any of that. And so that's what I think is really cool about this business. But the other side of this business is that we're in the people business, and said this lots of different times. We have to interact daily with various ages, demographics, personalities, belief systems, and sometimes other people's belief systems don't necessarily coincide with ours. We might not necessarily pick somebody to be a friend that we bum out with on a Saturday or that would be our best friend, but we get to choose how we interact with one another. We get to choose the way that we interact with ourselves. We have to think about what our self-talk is. And we have to recognize that we, as individuals in this business, we can have a really deep and lasting impact on not only our personal lives and the personal lives of other people, but also ours and other people's businesses. So we need to keep that in mind when we're talking to other people and they come to us with different background, with different stereotypes, with different images, okay? Our company provides us with an amazing compensation plan. I was just talking with somebody, and I agreed that there are lots of different companies out there that you can really earn a good income from, that you can have a good living, that you can enjoy yourself, and you can have fun with, but I don't really think that there's another company that has such a wonderful compensation plan as we do. And what's really great is everyone has access to the great earning potential. All of you have access to the same earning potential as me, as Denise, as Cammy, you know, any of the top money earners. It is up to you. You don't have to buy into a certain level to get paid. I know there's other companies that you can buy in at different levels, and then that changes your compensation plan. You don't have to do this. All you have to do is get out there and share this product with everybody. So this business allows you to put your money where your mouth is, right? Because we have second-to-none products. We have our flagship body wraps. We have dietary supplements. We have skincare. The only thing that you need to do with this business is follow the systems that have been laid out for you. You just need to get the product into the customer's hands. It's that easy. But some of you might be thinking, or is it? Is it really that easy? Because you know what? There's people out there that cannot keep 10 boxes of wraps a month in stock. They're going through it like hotcakes. There's people that are recruiting 2 to 5 people a month, sometimes even more, and they cannot keep up with their growth. They cannot keep up with training. It's really amazing the momentum and the potential that some of these people are having. And then on the other side, of course, there's people that can't sell 2 wraps in their first month. Okay? I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just being very realistic. I'm just going to put it out there. We have people that have a hard time doing that. They have a hard time recruiting. And then what do they come back and say, this just isn't working out for me. So what's the difference between those two groups of people? Is it that first group that they have a way better market? Do you think they just have this amazing warm market? And it just so happens that the people who like wraps and the people who like greens and multivitamins, they only live in that demographic pocket. Or could it be that it most likely comes down to that self-talk, that self-confidence, and that ability to overcome objections that we hear? This is where we need to focus on knowing ourselves. Because everybody is going to encounter that doubting Thomas. there's an email on the training series that comes out, and if you haven't gotten it yet, you will. But what is a doubting Thomas? A doubting Thomas is a term that's used to describe somebody that will absolutely refuse to believe somebody without any direct, physical, personal evidence. They are just black and white, and they're not until they have hard, concrete proof. Research, show me the literature, show me exactly what the scientific formulation is that makes these it works wraps work. These people are skeptics. But you need to recognize that the best way to, quote unquote, sell the it works wrap is to get a wrap on people. You have to just let the wrap speak for itself. It is really, really hard for us to let go of that. It is hard for us to let go of logical explanations to give to people because we want to prove to them that it's amazing. We want to prove to them that it's awesome. But I'm going to challenge you to let your enthusiasm and let your rap speak for itself. We have a blessing in a product that delivers instant results. In our microwave society, we have a product that people can see results in 45 to 60 minutes. That is all the proof that you need to deliver to other people. You will be confronted by a doubting Thomas. You will also find people that not only don't believe you when you talk about it, but you'll get a rap on them and they'll have some amazing results, and then they're still not going to believe it. Oh, I'm sorry, hold on a second.
Can you not hear me?
Chris said I was cutting out, so I apologize for that. But so you are going to be confronted with these people that are just, you know, even the proof isn't going to be in the pudding. But we need to address some of these objections. And you need to address, he threw me off. You need to address some of the objections that you have yourself because there are going to be these skeptics. But I want you to know that because they're skeptics, it's not you. It's them. I always tell myself, and I've told other people, and if you talk to me enough, you'll hear it. They're not saying no to you. They're saying no to themselves. They're saying no to themselves because they're not going to allow themselves to dream again, to believe again, to take a chance again. And if somebody's skeptical of the opportunity or somebody's skeptical of the product, that is okay because you do have the tools to overcome that with them. But we need to think about the things that we hear. We need to listen to what they're saying, and then we need to really make sure that we're careful about the way that we respond to them. Think about what they're saying, not just what we're hearing. There's two perceptions right there. Sometimes somebody can say something to you, but you don't understand or hear what they really, really mean. So you need to become a professional listener. Some of the things that are going to come up are, do they really work? Oh, it's just water loss. I don't even think a wrap can work. They cannot tighten and tone and firm. There's no absolute way that anything can do that because it would be all over the news. You know, my doctor's office would have it. Oh, that's a pyramid thing. I know how those get-rich-quick schemes work. It's a pyramid thing. Think about, in your mind, your objections to this. Okay, think about the way that you're going to respond to this. Does it really work? Absolutely. I know that when I put a wrap on, 45 to 60 minutes later, my pants fit a little bit better. All I know is that after using this product for 3 or 4 months, I'm down a pant size. Whatever your personal experiences, your testimony, borrow somebody else's. Holy cow, I wrapped this woman last night. Her stretch marks all but disappeared. She was crying. She was so excited about it. Give a testimony. When people pull in stories, it is hard to refute somebody's story and somebody's personal testimony. Okay? Because I'm not giving them hard, concrete facts. I am not a scientist. I know that there are ingredients in the wraps that help with microcirculation, that help with inflammation, that aid in detoxification. There are ingredients in the wraps. If you are that type of personality that really needs to know the nitty-gritty, then get online and research the ingredients and find out what the ingredients do and how they work. But I'm going to give you a huge caveat. This will not grow your business, and this will take away from your business and the time that you can be getting out and getting the word out. So being a product of the product right there is going to be your biggest way of overcoming an objection and plugging in and hearing personal testimonies. It's just water loss, people will say. Well, really, it's not. I know there's reps out there that have water loss. I've worked through a detoxification process. And we want you to drink water while you're wrapped. In fact, the more water you drink, the better results that you have. And so our results last 2 to 6 months. But I do know that there are products out there that are mud, you know, based or seaweed based, and some work through water loss. And those results don't last quite as long as ours do at that 2 to 6 month rate. You just have to try it. It's amazing. Here, let me show you some pictures on my phone. Here, let me post some pictures for you and send it to you via email. That's another way you can do it. It's a pyramid scheme. Yeah, it's a multi-level marketing group. Multi-level marketing groups are absolutely amazing. Do you know anybody that does Avon or Mary Kay or Michi or Scentsy or 31 Gifts or Pampered Chef? Do you have a friend that sells that? Yeah, I do too. I probably have 5 of each category. Those are all multi-level marketing plans too. But the cool thing is we don't hear about their multi-level marketing plan with those companies because they really focus on direct sales because their compensation plan is not even comparable to what ours are. You can come up with positive ways to respond to people when they have an objection. And the main thing that I want you to keep in mind when you're coming back with somebody is not to come back in anger. Don't come back on defense. You are not on trial. You got to take you out of this. That was my problem in the beginning. I wanted to prove to everybody and anything that I became a professional puker on everybody that I encountered. And I have definitely honed in on those, and I don't just like splurge every little minute detail that I know about the business. Sometimes I catch myself doing that because I get excited, but I did it in the beginning because I was nervous. I did it in the beginning because I felt like I was being attacked about these products, when in truth, it's not me. I didn't create the product. I wish I would have. I didn't formulate it. I didn't create the company. I am not on trial, and neither are you. So you need to take you out of it, because what that's going to do, it's going to allow you to be a little bit more calm and reasonable. And also, don't become overwhelmed with it. If you feel like somebody is just firing a series of attacks at you, you don't have to respond. You just have to say, you know what? If that's the way that you feel, but you really just have to try it. That is the best thing to do. You just have to try it. And so he or she who is equipped with the best response skills leads the way in this industry. So be a product of the product. Get familiar with some before and after pictures. Get some personal testimonies under your belt. Get some testimonies, jog them down in your mind. Keep notes of them when you wrap people at parties or expos or one-on-one appointments, Facebook pictures you see. Put that all down because that's your ammunition. One of the things that I would really love you to do, if this is something that you're struggling with, I would love for you to write down the worst case scenarios. What is the worst thing that somebody can say to you? And then I want you to practice them. Practice what somebody would say to you and what you could say back to them. You know, so many times we work ourselves up and our worst fears never come to fruition. So if you are more comfortable with that, you will show the confidence and you'll show that you believe in this product, and people are going to be more apt to buy from you and to join your team. Okay, so get those objections out of your mind, overcome them, don't stress out about them, because you need to be ready to start recruiting. So we really need to reframe our mind on, I hope I'm not cutting out. I'm watching the screen and I see my thing flicker in and out on the screen, but I don't know if it's because we're having rain showers. I hear thunder. I don't know what's going on, but I apologize for that. So recruiting 101. Do not think about recruiting as something that you only do at parties. Potential recruits are everywhere that you go. You don't have to be quote unquote on to be recruiting. I always, and this is just my personality, but I always take some sort of care in what I look like when I leave the house. Because I know that if I walk out of the house not taking a shower and my hair up in a ponytail and no makeup on, inevitably I'm going to run into somebody, right? And I'm not going to feel comfortable talking to them about the business opportunity. So I like to at least feel a little bit comfortable in my skin, look professional. Doesn't mean you have to wear slacks all the time. Cute pair of jeans and a sweatshirt is totally fine. But just look presentable, look cleaned up. And then with that, you're going to feel comfortable in approaching people because they are everywhere that you go. Because you could be talking to the person standing to you next to you in line at the store or the bank, and you might overhear, "Oh, the price of gas is insane right now." You could respond with, "I am so thankful that I know. I am so thankful that I have extra income from my business to help me out with that." "Well, what is it that you do?" Boom. "Well, here's my card. Can I give you a coupon?" Okay, then we go into blitzing right then and there. This is what it is. This is what it does. So talk recruiting to everybody, but listen to this. Don't try to recruit everyone. We get to pick. Talk recruiting to everybody. You're practicing, getting your confidence level up there, honing in on your verbiage, because you're going to trip over your tongue the first couple times, and you're going to be like, "Oh, I can't believe I said that. That didn't go over well. I'm pretty embarrassed," or whatever. That's going to happen. But don't worry about recruiting everybody, because some people we don't want in our business. There is a difference between recruiting everybody and talking recruiting to everybody. You're putting out feelers, you're dropping seeds, and you're giving everybody the opportunity to decide for themselves. So what I'm saying is I don't want you to go hardcore and pressure everybody, okay? This is not a pressure business. And you know probably firsthand, if you've ever been approached by anybody else, you know firsthand what it feels like to just be like hardballed into making a decision right away. They're going to go with the best fit for them. So work on being the best fit for everybody. And that means being positive, being upbeat, talking about the opportunity, sharing what you have, but not pressuring. You are role modeling for them what they're going to do in their business down the road. You know how we say, people say you never have a second chance to make a first impression? Make your first impression good, because when they sign up with you, they're going to remember how you approach them, and they're going to use some of those skills and implement that into what they do as well, which is also going to, help be a catalyst for your business too and your growth. So you're role modeling for them. Don't be pressure. Please do not buy into the gimmicks or buy-in or "I will build you if you sign up with me." I'll tell you right now, if you're a guest of mine on the call, I won't build you, because I have enough faith and confidence in you that you can do it. I will mentor and train and help and guide and answer the phone and answer the texts and emails and check in on you, and I will help you be the most successful that you want to be. But don't do that to people, because all you're doing is setting yourself up for failure when you're using that type of garbage to recruit somebody. That is not the name that we want to make for ourselves. Don't wait for somebody to approach you. 9 times out of 10, they're not going to approach you. You need to take the initiative, and you need to go talk to them. Just get that blitz card out. Open up the conversation to them. And plant those seeds again. I don't expect everybody to say yes to you, because they won't. But you will be surprised at how many people might call you back later. I think I might be the queen of recruiting people 7 months later after I talk to them. I have people that come back to me 6, 7 months later, and they're ready to sign up. The only thing I can think about that is I left a good enough impression on them. I didn't pressure them into signing with me at that moment. Like, if you don't sign with me now, then I don't know what's going to happen. I got momentum right now. I can build you. I don't do that. But what I think is I left a good first impression. They know my sincerity and my honesty and my integrity with this business and in other people, and just the way that I live my life, that they come back to me. And so make sure that you practice that in your life. Now, that does not mean don't follow up. That is something completely different, and we're going to talk about that in just 1 second. But know that different people possess different qualities and talents. A love to help people, a desire to learn, a passion for the It Works products. Any of these traits can signify a fantastic future distributor. So that means don't forget about those loyal customers. Don't forget about those health nuts at the gym. Don't forget about people at salons. Don't forget about that mom juggling 4 kids behind you, you know, at the grocery store. She might need that money. Get the card out. Talk to them. Plant those seeds, and anybody can develop the qualities that he or she needs to succeed if they're willing to learn. So you just need to model being a good sponsor and model what it's like to be a good recruiter by talking to everybody and following up with them and just planting those seeds. So with that, you can also do it on Facebook, right? I don't want you to sit behind your computer all the time and be on Facebook, because Facebook's not always going to grow your business. There's some savviness to it, but I'm going to give you a couple hints on Facebook. Facebook posts, again, no pressure, no sales, no gimmicky. Be open and forthright and honest. And you can post, I'm looking for, and I would love to, and if you're interested, and would you like this? Those type of posts, but don't spam your Facebook. Don't turn off all the people in your news feed that are watching you. Don't spam them, because they're going to start not looking anymore when you start posting that stuff. A really cool thing to do is if you have a Facebook post that you put on your page or your business page, a Facebook business page is really good to, you can spam the heck out of that, right? You can put all the different products. I mean, everything's just, it works on that versus your personal page. But if you get a really cool post, I watch my posts. And if a lot of people like it or they share it, then I know it's a good one, right? At least I know that it's appealing to some of the masses. What I might do is I've learned and I've heard before, 8 o'clock, and see, I could be totally wrong, but here's my guesses from what I remember. I'll say 8 o'clock in the morning, I believe 5 or 8 o'clock at night, and 11 o'clock at night. Those are the time ranges, and somebody can correct me on Facebook if I'm wrong. I think Shannon Alton told me about these times. I can't remember. But those are my major times that I think about, 8 in the morning, 5, 8, and 11 o'clock at night, okay? People are checking it before they go to bed, before they go to work, after they get home from work, maybe after they put the kids to bed. But what I'll do is I'll take my post that was really popular that I posted during the day, and I will copy it and paste it, and I will repost it. But what I do is delete the original one. So that way, in the afternoon or the evening, you have a whole different group of people that's on Facebook that maybe that's when they check it. You might have morning Facebook people, and you might have afternoon or evening Facebook people. So if you go ahead and delete that and then repost it, they're not thinking you're spamming it because it's the same post. They're not seeing two posts in one day. But now you've been able to enter into a news feed and get a whole new group of people. So that's one way to work on your Facebook posts. Another thing you can do is you can do a $5 or a $10 promote button on your business page. Same thing. If you have a post that people are loving and the masses like it, maybe you want to promote it for $5 or $10. I don't do it all the time, maybe once or twice a month. I watch it, make sure it's a post that people like and it's appealing to the masses. I don't want to waste my money. Yep, it's only $5 or $10, but I don't want to waste my money if it's not a post that I think is going to get some good hits on it. Really what I'm doing when I do that is on my business page. And I'm doing that to pull new people into my business page, because now you have a brand new audience. This is another way to recruit, okay? I never want to take away the piece of recruiting to live people at parties, at the grocery stores, of, you know, all of that piece. But Facebook is another tool that you can use to help you with your recruiting process. But I'll use the Facebook page and make sure that you check the likes button. When a new person likes your business page, thank them, contact them, follow up with them, okay? You are only half as good as your follow-up. If you try to recruit somebody and you don't follow up, you shouldn't have probably tried to recruit them in the first place. So I always go in, I make sure that we have no mutual friends. If we have distributors that are mutual friends or they're an ItWorks distributor, I leave them alone, okay? They're just kind of watching me, no big deal. If they are a person that doesn't have any mutual friends, no ties or anything that I can see with ItWorks, then I will send them a message. Don't friend them. You're going to get blocked if you get too many Facebook friends denied. But I will go ahead and I will just send them a message and say, hey, thanks so much for the Facebook like on my business page. It works at Nikki Moore. I really appreciate it. Let me know if you're interested in learning more about the body wraps or the business opportunity. And I'll put my phone number and I will also put my website on there. So there's another thing that you can do. So with all of the recruiting, you do need to follow up, right? You have to reach out to these people via email, phone, Facebook, all of those things. Make sure that they received the information that they asked for if you sent them information. Always have an email handy. I have a prospecting email that when people ask me for information, I copy and paste it off of Microsoft Word, and I just paste it into the body of my email. Because I did in the beginning, I started typing it out, and I realized I am typing the same thing to all these people, right? They're all prospects. I'm telling them all about the cool business opportunity. I'm telling them a little bit about me. I'm telling them about the wraps, and I'm talking about how to sign up and get started with this business and about the loyal customer program. So I made a master email, and it's in my Microsoft Word, and it's just under lead letter. It's for any leads that come through. So anybody on Facebook or anybody that I meet and I get their phone number and their email address, I will send that to them right away, and I will just personalize it with, hey, so-and-so, thank you for, I might put change the first paragraph or add something that's specific to them. I was going to say site-specific. See how good I am? Because that was site-specific. But that's specific to them. And so have that email ready for that follow-up, so that you can definitely keep in contact with them. And then you want to make sure that you call them and you want to contact them at least, you know, 5 to 7 times. You're going to feel like overkill, but you can vary the times of days that you contact them. You can vary the ways that you contact them. And then usually about my 7th or 8th call, I'm not kidding you, 7th or 8th call, I will say, hey, you know what, this is Nikki. I was just trying to touch base with you one more time about the body wraps and the business opportunity. You know, if I don't want to bother you, I just want to make sure if you are still interested that I'm keeping in touch with you, because it's the truth. I don't want to harass them, but I also want them to know that I'm here for them and I haven't forgotten them, because I haven't, because every person is important to me in the business. And so I will do that and kind of preface it with that. And sometimes I've gotten people say, you know what, my phone was out of commission, I didn't get those texts, or I'm sorry, I've been busy, I had a death in the family, or whatever it was. So people do respect that you follow up with them and just keep in contact with them. So 43 minutes. I'm way over my time on my New Year's resolution, but just to recap, I want you to be prepared for overcoming objections. That's one thing you need to get under your belt. That's one thing you need to get comfortable with. That means that if you're a doubting Thomas yourself and you're skeptical, you need to get over yourself and figure out what you need to do to get there. You need to be a product of the product. You need to get some wraps on you. And maybe that's what you have to do to start, is get some wraps on you and be a believer. You can't be in a business if you don't believe in it. And that's the honest to God truth. People will see that and smell that a mile away. You can fake it for a while, but they will smell it if you're not in this business. So make sure that you're able to overcome objections with yourself and then with other people. Stay calm. It's not a personal attack. They're just their perception. This is new. And so you can combat it with some really cool things without getting technical and not being nasty. You can go to my business Facebook page. I had a girl call me out and say it was false advertising, and I just disputed it very calmly, ended up very nicely. I think what happened is she got a neck and chin wrap, and she was complaining that it was too small. And I said, no, our wraps aren't small. They're 11 by 21 inches. You know, I don't, maybe you tried somebody else's. Turns out she thinks she got sold chin and neck wrap from another distributor. Okay, she can take her beef up with that woman, and she semi-apologized. So I was calm, and I was rational. So do those things with that. And then recruiting. Remember, when you're recruiting, you're offering the opportunity, and you're looking around everywhere. You're talking recruiting to everybody, but you're not necessarily trying to get everybody in your business, because some of those people you don't want in your business. If they're negative and nasty, you don't want them in the business in the first place. They're going to be a headache and a thorn in your side. You want positive, upbeat, happy people, people that want to make a difference and a change. And then you need to remember that with the recruiting, there's so many different avenues of it, and to follow up. If you don't follow up and you don't have time to follow up, then you probably shouldn't have recruited in the first place, because you would have wasted that first part of your time. So thank you guys so much for being on the call. I'm just really excited. End of month stuff. Make sure that you know 9 p.m. Thursday is when all order transfers have to be in for volume. Okay? If you're going to send a support ticket for any changes, promotions, or anything for this month, it has to be in by 9 p.m. on Thursday, the last day of the month. The other thing that is new that came out in January, and if you don't know, if you haven't seen it, it's been everywhere, but I hope that you have. You can only transfer up to 1,000 BV or 5 volume transfers a month, okay, whichever one comes first. Only maximum of 5 transfers and 1,000 BV can be transferred for promotion by yourself. And then anybody that you enroll at the end of the month, you can transfer them yourselves. You can do the placement in your back office. If you require a support ticket to transfer that person, note that if it's after 9 p.m., they will transfer on February 1st, but the volume will stay in the original spot where they signed up. So if you signed up a loyal customer on your top level, and then you asked for in a support ticket for that loyal customer to be transferred under somebody else after 9 p.m., their volume from that first month's order will stay on your top level, but then in February, the next day, that person will be placed under the distributor that you asked them to be placed to. Those are some things to keep in mind. And beginning February 1st, to be commission qualified, you need to be an 80 BV auto ship, or you need to have a 400 POV in sales. And that 400 comes from your personal orders and your loyal customer orders. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to post them on the Facebook pages. And I hope you guys all have a really great end of month. Let your triples and your doubles and your presidentials know if you need any help with end of the month. And please don't wait until 11 o'clock at night. So thanks, guys. Have a good night. And we'll see you next week, same time, same place.
Do it. No, I call.